Who changed us this much?
We did it.
How? That's the point.
That was a very wishful thinking. When I asked, where are we? I was expecting you to say all this. That this is where we are.
We are talking about this. Okay, this change, this strange change which is happening, how does it happen? Huh? It happens in a funny way that we are the subject of change and we are the fellow who make it happen. Means we change ourselves, then we are a changed fellow, so we make another change, generation by generation, from then to this, right? Okay, the same thing is happening in our personal life. We are being born, and a lot of stuff will be injected to us. This is childhood, learning stuff. What do we learn? We learn how the generation before us were, right? And we choose not to be like them. All of us, look at the children, they try not to be like them. Because very soon they discover we are a copy of them. And that's disgusting. So we want to change. This change is the subject here. Because I am changing myself. What's going on? Huh? I'm two parts. One part of me is the one that exists. This is my form, right? The other part is my essence that exists, but not physically. It's not in this physical dimension. Then what's going on? Aha. The me? Which one is me between these two? There is my form and there is my essence. Which one is me? Mainly the essence. Because the form is ever changing. You know about it. You know that this form is changed, this is the leftover of another machine. This is always changing. But me, I'm always me. So the essence is better. Good. Then what? Then let go of form and pay attention to essence. Because how do you pay attention to essence? How you could change the essence through the form. So form and essence are two sides of one coin. When we talk about the priority of the essence, doesn't mean that the form is worthless, but it means it's secondary. Okay, in theory, talking like that, it's easy to understand. You all agree with this, right? But when it comes to me, let's talk about me. And form is this. Form is the part that I could see, right? And is here and is now. Essence is something that I should think of. Has been here and will be here, and it's me, but it's not really me because my essence is humanity, it's a part of we. So, you see, there is someone in me which is not me. We talked about it. Do you remember the guys in me who are not me? Name one. Consciousness. Consciousness is in me. Who is not a part of me? He likes we. He prefers we. larger. The artist, the inspiration, the guy who flies in the dream is in me. There are a bunch of people here. We talked about a lot of them. Now we are back to this part, and we're talking a lot about this. Why? Do you remember this is one of the points that a couple of hours ago in our time, he mentioned that, oh brother, you are your thought. The rest is bone and flesh, is not that important. So we talk about the form and essence. And we talked about them, two slaves, one filthy mouth, the other one really filthy, stuff like that. Now we are at the point of one part of this conversation. These are two parts of me which are here for free, right? One is the form, the other one is the essence. Do not forget, please, the argument is to take them apart, to understand each of them, and bring them back and understand that they are not separable. Just for the sake of understanding, we do analysis. But we cannot really cut it in half, because half a camel is dead. These are two together, right? Okay, now we are at the point that one of these slaves is being blamed by the king, because he started to say, oh, the other guy is lovely, is good, is this and that. And the king said, oi, what are you doing here? Are you playing a trick or what? So he will start. Who is the volunteer tonight? Have you ever volunteered to read here, doctor? Not yet. Not yet. So tonight, who is the one? Peter, would you please? 901.
How the slave, from the purity of his thought, swore to the truth and loyalty of his friend. He said...
Before he said, did you get it or no? You're not listening. You just understood that he was reading the title, it doesn't matter, let's go to the poetry, right? Huh, that's the wrong thing I did in youth. I thought this is nothing, let's go to the poems. But sometimes it will be tricky. Do you remember the trick of paragraphs? How did Rumi make paragraphs? In a very strange order. I mean, they're not regular. It's not the norm of 20 verses, one paragraph. It goes from three or four line up to 150. So, lengthwise, it's questionable, right? Then how he connect them together. And the titles, sometimes there are three verses, the title is five lines. And sometimes we have 100 some something and the title is parable. That's it. So he plays with it. Pay attention to it. Here he said one. Is it? Pay attention. Now the second one is talking about the first one. And he says the first one was good. Why is he saying that? Read it again.
How the slave, from the purity of his thought, swore to the truth and loyalty of his friend.
You see, he sees something in his friend, not because his friend is like that. Because these two guys, they don't see each other, do they? Have you ever seen two sides of the coin saying hello to each other? They're facing opposite. That's all opposition there is. They're facing the opposite side. They don't see each other. But they have
some guess. Because you know that you have a partner, but you don't know what it is, do you? For example, I talked about the consciousness. Where is your consciousness? You know it's there, but exactly no, because the consciousness is not facing your life. It's facing me and some other part. It works like that. So this one is guessing the other one. Here we are receiving a guess. What kind of guess? Oh, this is the good guy, so he is a positive thinker. So he has good wishes and good guesses about his partner that he doesn't know. So he starts to talk good about no good stuff. This is how at the end you will discover that his mouth is filthy. Because he thinks that he knows the other one. This is the mistake of this one. Really.
He said, "Nay, by Allah, and by the great God, the possessor of kingdom, and by the merciful and compassionate one, by the God who sent the prophets, not in need, but in grace and majesty, by the Lord who from the lowly earth created glorious princely riders."
Let me not to be harsh with you, because this is a tricky one. I could let it go after a couple of lines, then ask you what was that, because you will not get it. Now you will see something a little bit bizarre even. The guy wants to say, "No, honestly, I believe he's good because I haven't seen bad stuff." The guy starts like this: "In the name of God, his graciousness, the one who sent Adam, then the she's, then the Abraham, then the Jacob, then blah 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 blah, then Muhammad, then Ali, then Omar, then..." He will go on and on and on after the prophet, after the God, main prophets, sub-prophets, imams. He will go to Sheikh, Peer, and he will go on and on and on, ages, to say, "No, I'm telling you honestly what I know." Why? You tell me. Because he likes to bring all these names to our attention? This is silly. Because he wants to bring all these names in order to show his talent in poetry? This is silly. For Rumi, none of this could happen. So what is he doing? Do you remember when we had side stories? And with side stories, he will explain something and will come back. Here, he's explaining something. Therefore, pay attention. You will see prophet, by imam, by imam, by sheikh, going on and on and on. Each one of them is being explained in a way, with an adjective, something related to it. Therefore, look at those. That what is he putting in order? Would you please start from the beginning? Thank you.
He said, "Nay, by Allah and by the great God, the possessor of kingdom, and by the merciful and compassionate one, by the God who sent the prophets, not in need, but in grace and majesty."
You see the explanation. By the God who was so gracious to send us the prophet, not because he needed, because he was so good. You see, explanation comes here. So up to here, you remember that it starts with God, his graciousness, and his complicated adjective. You know about that complicated adjective.